Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Thursday, November the 24th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Well, there is some good news flowing from the US. The minutes of the November FOMC meeting was out yesterday, which showed that a majority of members of the Fed committee expect to switch to smaller interest rate increases soon. Some officials expressed concern over the impact interest rate increases could have on financial stability and the economy. Stock markets have largely expected the Fed to dial down the intensity of its policy tightening, and the minutes of the FOMC meeting released yesterday only helped sort of confirm that. The S&P 500 was up about 0.5% yesterday and the Nasdaq was up about 1%. So that is some kind of positive cue coming in, and one could therefore expect flows towards emerging markets to continue unless there is any other disturbance. Now, in this global setting, how does India really stack up against the rest of the emerging markets pack? For that, let me turn to India's weightage in the MSCI Emerging Market Index, which has been growing ever since the pandemic. But first things first, what is MSCI Emerging Markets Index? It's an index constituted by Morgan Stanley Capital International that captures large and mid-cap representation across 24 countries and has about 1,386 constituents. It is important because it is widely tracked by global fund managers for fund allocation. Any shift in weightage could result in large inflows and outflows from a country. Right now, India's weightage in the index is about 16.21%, second only to China at 26.89%. India's weightage has slowly and steadily increased over the last few years. In 2020, it was 8%. In 2021, it was 12%. And now it is 16.21%. This increase has come because China's weightage has actually fallen in the index. From 38% in 2022, mind you, 38% in 2022, it was down to 31% in 2021, and now it is at 26.89%. In fact, China's weightage has fallen below 27% for the first time since the first quarter of calendar year 2017. The biggest reason behind China's drop in weight is the market cap erosion in big Chinese consumer tech companies, from Tencent to Alibaba, JD, and several others. In 2021, the country's regulator cracked down on these money-making tech companies and brought the stocks crashing down. At the same time, China's real estate market was also breaking apart, like we saw in the case of Evergrande Group's debt crisis. So investors became really wary of Chinese policies and regulations and started pulling out money. Year to date, the Shanghai Composite and Hang Seng indices are down 15% and 25% respectively, while the Nifty is actually up 3% during the same period. Now, all of this clearly indicates that China's drop in the MSCI weightage and India's gain was mostly due to price action. It was not because of any active change made to the index, because it is all market cap weighted. That apart, some part of India's gain in weight was also contributed by Russia's exclusion from the index. After Russia invaded Ukraine in February, Russia's equity markets were deemed uninvestable. At the start of the year, it accounted for about 4% of the MSCI Emerging Markets Index. And on March 9, its weightage came down to zero. So the weightage of other countries naturally went up proportionately. In fact, in an environment where Russia collapsed and China was not doing well anyway, and several other emerging markets also were not doing too well, India's weightage actually went up disproportionately higher. But soon enough, that actually started working against us, because institutions could not sell their underperforming markets. They took money out of markets they had made money in. So we saw a lot of FII selling in India after that point. Still, in dollar terms, barring Brazil and Indonesia, India has been the best performing market in the emerging markets pack this year. Now, this brings us to a very pertinent question. Will the trend of India's outperformance in the emerging markets pack sustain? Well, it is possible, because under stress cases too, India has done well so far. But if you truly evaluate the probability of that happening, it might look a little weaker than before. This is because things are slowly taking a turn for the better in other countries, and the big one here is China. The country's policymakers have already announced credit support for debt-laden housing developers, financial support to ensure completion and handover of projects to homeowners, and assistance for deferred payment loans for home buyers. On back of this, Chinese real estate stocks have actually been rallying this month. Last week, the country also announced tweaks to its zero COVID policy, which is being looked at as the first firm step towards reopening. So once China is up and running, India might start to look slightly less attractive. FIIs who have returned to Indian shores in the last few months might actually decide to redeploy some money back into China. Plus, in the MSCI Emerging Markets Index, Brazil, Korea, and Taiwan have also been gaining weightage at the cost of China. In the end, we cannot forget that fund managers are constantly evaluating markets for relative outperformance. And here, for example, Morgan Stanley has an overweight stance on Korea and Taiwan equities, which it views as early cycle outperformers as we start a new cycle in 2023. It is also overweight on Brazil, given the cheap valuations. And surprise, surprise, the investment firm believes Saudi Arabia is now presenting opportunities in its reform agenda. So the bottom line is that foreign institutional investors are in the coming year spoiled for choice, and they might have better and cheaper options than India. So net-net, the heft that India has gained in the emerging markets pack has certainly become better, and that is probably going to sustain. But we need to brace for smaller incremental gains or even some cutbacks. That's all from me today. Have a wonderful trading day. Catch you tomorrow, same time.